Hey, party people, have you joined our Discord server yet? You can meet fellow party people and interact with our cast and crew to talk about all things in Counterparty, both this first Ravnica campaign and our new campaign, which is a television show available on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel. To learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com or check the links in the show notes. Now, enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, our show features very strong language and graphic depictions of violence, so listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party! At the behest of Rurik Thar, our players encountered Ulasht the Hate Seed, a terrifying hydra corrupted by the will of Merit Lage. Narrowly overcoming the raw power of corruption, our players caught a lucky break and learned just how tainted the Xerta have become. Before the danger could grow any larger, the Gore Clan raised the call for battle. The raid comes at dawn, this week on Encounter Party!
So, okay, that was an interview. So after that sort of weird, great. So you had your first-hand look at a crazy Merit Lage, not really an acolyte, but like a crazed, corrupted being, albeit the Gruul aren't very intelligent to begin with, so slightly different conversation. But Perix, being a little bit cryptic, goes marching off. Fakara, you are going to go march after him.
Yep.
Before you guys do get too far, though, before we do anything like that, you do hear Rurik and Thar call out to you, Perix.
Frogman!
Perix stops. So grateful that people are starting to get his base form correctly.
Come talk now.
The frogman turns and walks to Rurik and Thar.
So he just starts walking away, right? Assuming that you're going to follow him, because that's just kind of how his life works, right? He doesn't really wait for your approval.
Right.
He just, I said a thing, you probably should follow me.
You need to obey.
And there's just sort of this cool thing about his life where he's just walking his way and people just come up and hand him meat. And then he just shoves them on his axe so he can chew. And then they hand him wine and he's just drinking. Like, it's just this service on the move kind of a thing. People offer you food as you're walking by, something to drink, something to food. If you guys want anything, they like hand you stuff.
Totally.
It is pretty much all charred meat, though.
I'm down.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
no,
you
I'm
don't,
not, actually.
Nope, you don't need meat.
I'll drink the non-alcohol.
You do have rations, though.
Yeah, we're good.
So Lauren's going to stick to his rations.
Lorzach, are you omnivorous?
Yes.
Yes, you are
omnivorous.
Great. So you're going to have something to eat. Cool. So Rurik and Thar sit down on their throne of bone, chewing with one mouth, drinking with the other, before addressing all of you.
We have seen your power. We should not waste it. Yes, the time has come to crush the Xerta. What say you?
I'm all for it myself.
It sounds like the Xerta have another sphere. We need that sphere.
What choice do we have? We've decimated their numbers once already. I think we can do so again. How many fighters are you willing to lend us?
The Gore Clan are always ready to fight.
Then let's remove the head of the snake.
I hope Xenia will get back to us quickly.
Prepare yourselves, for tomorrow we crush the Xerta!
It seems very clear that tomorrow morning at dawn it's raid time.
We dine in hell.
It'd be weird if they have like a sing-songy way of moving about the forest. We're the Gore Clan and we're okay. Fight! Okay. So, preparations.
I still have all my health potions, so I feel great.
Great. Do we need to divvy any of that stuff
up?
Yeah,
I was going to hand some out. I've got four regulars and one greater. I, thus far, haven't needed to waste an action to use them. I feel like I would like to give one to each of you three who do take damage, and that way we don't have to always use David's slots.
Thank you.
Yeah. So everyone can have a potion of healing.
Hooray!
I will continue to have a greater potion if someone needs it, you know, come get it.
Don't assume that you're going to not be
needing
a priority target.
Yeah, got it. That's why I'm keeping two.
Why would he be a priority target? Oh,
I don't know, man.
Because Brian.
It's me.
Because Brian hates Ned more than anyone else at the table.
I just enjoy your tears.
He'll kiss
pass
you.
Pass me those minis all the way over there.
That's the title of the episode.
So Lauren is going to reconfigure his spells while he's eating his artisanal rations.
Artisanal rations? Fuck off.
He's a bougie bitch.
He is a bougie bitch. That's true.
Bougie.
Counterspell your bougie rations.
Counterspell.
What?
So, dawn arrives, a red dawn, as the Gore clan awakens with the rage already inside them. All around you, the camp bustles as you see proud warriors ready to deliver their rage upon the Xerta clan. Weapons are being lashed together. You see bones and leather wrapped around these powerful muscular figures. They shove their breakfasts down with vigor. War paint decorates every one of their bodies. You get to see actual Gruul tattoo artists in action as they magically imbue runes of power upon their fellow guild members. And at the front, taller than everyone, strides the two-headed ogre, Rurik Thar. And with a mighty bellow, he yells for everyone to march out, beckoning the four of you to the front of the line to talk on his way there.
If I start banging my drum...
You will do it in line with the other drums that are already going.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say as far as like things you will now know, the war chant... of the Gore clan of the Gruul. You can now perform that at whim.
Okay, cool.
Don't know when that's useful.
Baller, it's so cool.
And like might be really cool at some point.
Might be really cool at some point. So, Rurik Thar talks to you about kind of the layout and the strategy, and he says,
"The Xerta are many. Their camp is strong. We should use a two-prong attack. Two blades strike as one."
Do you do that every time?
Yes, of course.
So Lauren just nods.
It's effective.
Boogie, oogie, oogie, oogie.
What say you?
Perix is not a tactician, so he will trust the tacticians here.
I mean, he kind of stares at the Minotaur. You can see a couple other, like, you know, some Gruul Minotaurs who are kind of raging up, looking to you, kind of sizing you up, and like suddenly you're accepted a little bit. Like, you might be from a different, you know, lineage, but you know, you're Minotaurs, and so they're kind of trying to get you amped up, right? Like pounding your chest, like, let's go, let's get the rage. Let's get
the rage. Oh, I'm totally down for this. What about a three-pronged attack?
Persuasion.
I really want Rurik Thar to go, "Oh my God, four."
It's just this moment. Is the idea of more than two is like, oh.
That's 12.
He doesn't think that's maybe the best idea, considering there's only four in your player party right now.
Oh yeah, good call.
"We attack from two sides, one from the west and one from the south. Now, which of you are brave enough to join us in the vanguard?"
Lorzach volunteers.
Great.
So Lauren does as well.
Rurik Thar will be in the vanguard.
Would it be too bold of me to say, "The Minotaurs will be behind you, sir"?
Yeah, you can't command any of his forces. Cool. What the hell are you doing?
I was just trying. That was the thing.
Yeah.
There
are many Minotaurs in the vanguard, though, because that's where all the Gore clan rampagers are. Which are, it's like my favorite card from Ravnica, man. They're insane. The Gore clan rampagers are just these Minotaurs that just like give no fucks.
Would it be better for Karn to go with them in the vanguard?
Sure, I would love to. I would love to.
Wait, let's talk it out.
Yeah, I'm down for the vanguard.
Perix would take the secondary option. Perix would show up as like support, right? Like Perix would allow there to be a big clash, and then as the troops turn to like try and regain ground, behind them is Perix with a big fucking spell.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
I've got lightning.
Yeah, also, like, I just like to not die.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Huge fan.
You're really missing out. I'm just saying.
Soren looks over to Fakara. Do you want to be in the vanguard with your kind?
Yes, please.
Gladly.
Okay, so just to be clear, Fakara and Lorzach are going to be running the vanguard with Rurik Thar. Solorin and Perix are going to be taking up the secondary attack coming up from the south.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Any questions, strategies, anything you want to propose before this fucking shit goes down?
Will they at least, like, paint my face so I'm cool?
Yeah.
Yes! Okay. It doesn't have to do anything. I just want to be, like, with the cool Minotaurs. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, the Boros or whatever, but, you know, peer pressure is taking over.
Do these cruel tattoo artists actually, like, do the tattoos imbue any kind of power? Or are they just ceremonial? Because, like...
You want one?
Yeah, Perix fucking scars himself and reimagines himself. That sounds awesome.
You can ask for one after the battle if you survive.
Great.
Is how that works.
Great.
Hmm.
So the tattoo artists have re-inked tattoos that already exist to give them vigor.
Got it.
And then you quickly get the sense that those tattoos are issued anew to commemorate things that have recently happened.
Got it.
Okay, so you approach a ridge a fair ways away where you can see off in the distance fire smokes from campfires rising into the air. You know that there are scouts of the Gore clan that have raced out ahead to try and neutralize any issues. Rurik Thar points to the two of you, Perix and Solorin, and motions you silently to go down and tells you,
"Wait for the screams. That will be your signal."
Telling you that that's all you need to know to, like, just start running. And he also says, "Don't stop. Arc around, go right into the camp. As for us, you guys are running straight down that ridge into the battle." By Rurik Thar's instructions, you guys go charging into the Xerta camp. And when you arrive, you realize maybe some more intel would have helped before you go charging in to what is nothing short of a horde. You see a big raging campfire, a hastily lashed together watchtower arching way up from the backside of the camp. It's littered with tents and, more disturbingly, a ton of Xerta warriors, all of which are seemingly covered in a sticky black ichor.
Fuck.
Rurik Thar is not waiting for anybody, and without breaking a step, he comes crashing into the camp with a blood-curdling yell. Roll initiative.
25.
11.
18.
18. Fakara.
20.
So, as you guys can see on the map, there are dozens of minis on the table for you guys to fight with. The great troops are yours, except for those two big guys there in the middle. Those are clearly not yours. And Rurik Thar is the mini. I will control Rurik Thar. You guys have access to yourselves and all of the other troops at your disposal. The way that this will work is you can assign your troops to engage with other minis that are on the table. The chances of you dealing with, like, 40 initiatives coming at you per round is going to be super deadly. So, at the beginning of the round, you can designate the 12 gray figurines that you have to engage one-on-one with another enemy on the battle map, therefore removing yourself as a target from that person for the round. I will then make a roll to determine who lives and who dies in that particular situation, and we will have a real-time horde-upon-horde battle as we tear our way through the Xerta camp. Sound fun?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
I peed my pants. This is horrifying.
Well, that's unfortunate for you. Welcome to the horrors of war. So they come charging in. First up is Rurik Thar, because he can't wait. But you realize there's a bit of a water trap in the beginning, and they've destroyed the bridge on the way there. So we need a brief acrobatics check to get our way over. Like a boss, Rurik Thar goes leaping over the broken bridge, landing on the other side. He will move an additional 3 spaces forward and promptly rage. Lorzach.
Lorzach will cross the river with an acrobatics check of 26.
Ooh, 26, yeah.
Boing. And is going to... That's the sound he makes.
I get it.
And then is going to move towards the right to engage these four...
Archers.
And as an action is going to awaken the spores in his body, as a bonus action is going to summon a flaming blade.
Fikara.
All right, so for acrobatics check is going to be a 16.
Yep.
All right, cool. So hop over that. What does that do for movement wise?
Nothing.
Okay, cool. After she successfully leaps quite majestically over the river, she will follow behind Lorzach and go up the stairs to take the archers into melee.
I like that.
Great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I can go at it with goring horns.
Right. That was the thing that I was pooping my pants over with soft cheese, is that you can move 120 feet and stab somebody with your horns.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast.
Yeah, it's super great, and I love it. So, goring rush, horns. That'll be a 13.
13 hits.
Oh, fantastic. Cool. So, horns.
It's an archer. What are they wearing?
Archers? Stuff?
A quiver?
It sounds like you're blaming the archer.
Yeah. That was really...
Full plate exists.
And that will be a 9 piercing.
9 piercing. Ugh, you gore that person. They're still alive. With a mighty yell, the Gore clan comes rampaging into the camp, and everybody's like, holy crap, it's a raid. And then you just see super fast. This large Boros Minotaur does a weird circular wide arc up of Branding and just stabs the first person she sees. It's a bit of a surprise.
Surprise.
If you guys want to take your Gore clan soldiers on that side of the map and scoot them forward over, they all actually do make their, they all make their athletic checks. So they're all okay. Next up is Perix.
Okay, so quick question about this map. How tall are these raised areas? Like, can they fire down? Are there walls? Can I hop up? Like, what are we looking at?
So the number of spaces of the ramp is how high up they are.
So they're one 15 near feet
you,
high.
Right, the one near you is 15. That was, so if you just count the number of spaces that the ramp is to get up there, that's their height.
Got it. Great. Thank you. So can we order our guys to do things first, Brian?
You can order them to do stuff on their initiative.
Understood.
Which, just so you know, is immediately after your turn.
Great. So if you would give a thought to where you want people to go.
Great.
Perix is going to run to this corner, hoping that the 15 foot up means that he's a little hidden from them for a hot second.
Also, what's this?
What's what?
The stuff that's right ahead of you.
This stuff?
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to do.
There's some cages.
Can I tell what's happening in these cages?
There's some people guarding those cages.
Okay. Leave right now. I have access to 5 people in a straight 100-foot line.
Aw.
Fantastic.
Nice.
I believe.
You know, I planned out this series. Not ready for lightning.
Perix runs up the side of this raised platform, hoping to use it as cover from those on top, and he looks in this straight line past the cages, past the trash dump, and can see in a straight line in front of him at 100 feet, 5 separate Zerta bastards who he is going to throw a lovely lightning bolt at as the crackling energy emerges from his hands in a straight line for a dexterity save of 16, please.
Yes, no. Yes. Yes. No.
So that was 3 yeses and 2 noes?
Yep.
Okay.
The second and the fifth one fail. They take half damage on a fail?
Yes, indeed. Also, everything flammable in that straight line that's not being held by someone lights on fire.
There's a campfire already there on fire.
But I thought also maybe this tree.
Oh, shit.
Just...
Good eye.
That went really well. All right, we have 6, 12, 17, 22, 23, 26, 30, 34 points of lightning damage.
Yeah, that hurts. The nose are dead and that tree is on fire.
Whoo, out the gate. All right.
Hey!
Good start.
So this lightning just comes ripping through the edge
straight
of the camp.
Straight out through them.
And then, like, as soon as it zips through, you hear from those two cages in the front, you just hear, "Whoa! Hey! Hey, fish guy! Hey! Hello!" And you can see what looks to be a very, very large furry creature in a very big cage. And then in a very, very tiny cage, a very tiny hunched over goblin.
They put me in a cat carrier.
This is demoralizing. Okay, so now it is the Gore Clan soldiers' turn. So they have a movement of 30 feet. So up to 6 spaces, you may now disperse them as you wish. And remember that everyone that you can get them to engage in is one thing that will not be attacking you on your round.
So these are going to be the final placements for our Gore Clan contingent.
Great. Now it is their turn. So how many are actually engaged?
Two over here.
Would somebody roll for the... Somebody roll for your soldier. I'll roll for the other one.
I'll call Maddie.
I will roll for that.
14.
The roll is 17.
You win.
Okay.
Ta-da! You kill one of the red people.
Whoo! Yeah, all right.
Roll for the other one, please. Natural 20.
12.
You lose a Gore Clan soldier. As far as the... This huge swarm of purple raiders is about to descend down those ramps. Please disperse them equally, moving them at least 6 spaces down the ramps. Actually, they've got dash. So split them up and move them 12 spaces down the ramp, please. Okay, so the one thing that you can see immediately is some of the blue brigade over here is making a mad rush towards Rurikthar. And one happens to be enraged with a spear and lunges at your clan leader and rolls a 2. So, nope, that's a big old miss. That one dude out in front is like, yeah, nope. As of yet, people are still trying to close ranks, and we get it that way. Solorin.
Solorin is not one to risk his life for the Gruul clan, so he's going to use his 30 feet of movement to charge in and then channel his spiritual weapon. A golden morning star appears 30 feet in front of him next to the nearest Zerda clan member, and it attacks it.
Bling, 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 bling.
It makes that sound. Love you, Eddie.
That is a 23 to hit.
23 hits.
That is 9 damage.
9 damage. Target is 14. 11 damage to kill.
All right.
And in this massive melee, you start to notice that there are 2 very large, distinct Zerta druids in the midst who are equally as large as the one you fought back in the Boros Fort as they divide their attentions and make their ways to you. And then you see Rurikthar, after both heads howl in pain, he is slammed face down to the ground by an unknown force.
By an unknown force?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
You just hear a scream and suddenly he's face down on the ground.
I guess we found Nikia.
Nikia. N-I-K-Y-A. As everyone's focused, as there's a bit of a stir over by the vanguard side of this attack, there again is this very strange sound from nowhere, this... And everybody sort of looks up into the sky as this flaming ball of smoke comes crashing into the Zerta camp. Can I get a dexterity saving throw, please? Or acrobatics?
7.
Oh, no. And so, back at the southwest corner of the camp, you see this gyrocopter that had been pushing its limits to the extreme come crashing down at the edge of the Zerta camp, and a small, cindering little Vedalken Izzet sorceress comes piling out of the wreckage and will take a minor amount of 4 bludgeoning damage as she gets up and dusts herself off into this.
What up, bitches?
Merrick's goes, "I've never cast that spell. I'm so glad it worked." Next time you can respond.
Cool.
Yeah, just so you know, apparently you can respond to that message spell.
Mitch,
no she was knows. In a meeting.
It's in a very important meeting.
She had her mind set to vibrate.
This is faces.
She's sending back that message.
To be clear,
right
her
now.
Mind is always set to vibrate. Yeah. That's where she's at.
That's how she gets the electricity.
Yeah.
Okay, top of the order, Lorzach.
Lorzach is going to close ranks with the spear-wielding warrior that is attacking the prone body of Rurik Thar.
What is that look?
17 to hit?
Yeah.
Great.
I didn't know what his pluses were, so it wasn't
the,
like...
Is that the lower one?
It wasn't a great roll, so I was like, where are we at?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the bonuses I was dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
22 damage.
22 damage. How's it happen?
Lorzach comes in with the flaming blade, catches the spear at its tip, and shoves it back into the guy's chin.
Oof, good job.
Dead.
Oof.
Moving on, Fikara.
Okay, I will direct one hit forward to the archer.
Okay.
And flip around and two attacks towards this bastard that just came up behind me. The archer will be 12.
12 does not hit.
All right, that sucks. And for the one behind me, that will be a 22 and a 20.
22 hits.
20 does not.
Sorry, there was also a 20.
Yes.
Yeah, 20 also hit.
Okay, I was like, so sorry.
Christ. There were two attacks, both of them hit.
Okay.
You're doing great.
All right, okay, that was
a little... Ryan gives a heart attack to everybody at the table.
Constitution checks all around, bitches.
Right, so we'll do... Oh, that's less than optimal, but it'll be 5 bludgeoning and 5 bludgeoning, so 10 bludgeoning altogether on the big bad guy. And because I did the damage with the melee, he also needs to make a DC 15 save.
14.
Yes, that is fantastic because my hammering horns, I am able to push him 10 feet away from me.
10 feet away.
Correct.
Boop, boop.
Tumbles down the stairs.
Nope, just steps back down an earthen ramp.
Oh, sad.
Oh, well, I'm going to pretend it's stairs.
Yeah. But good try.
Thanks.
Okay, Fikara, Perix.
So he turns to his left, and there is a horde of Zerta coming at him.
Yes, by quick count, 17.
What's really great, though, is they formed a really nice cone that's about 15 feet.
Yes.
Brian steps away from the table.
They really formed the exact shape of burning hands. And so the crystal glows a deep red. I didn't do that, people, to be clear. Brian did me a solid. And
forget your spells.
And the boiling, bubbling, hot, acidic water comes out. It's not acid, but like it's hot.
It's hard
comes
water.
Out of his hands. It's hard water. Yeah.
Minerally. Super hard.
And everyone in that cone, which I believe is 6 people, needs to make a dexterity 16 save.
Yes. It's a 15-foot cone.
5 people. Oh, they're 20. 3 people.
The front 3 people.
Oh, but I can move.
Yeah, dude. Fucking hell.
It is now 5 people.
Great.
Wait, is that?
I can't get
DC,
that back.
The
guy.
DC is what?
16.
16.
Did that hit?
Can't get there.
First 2 succeed. Second 2 fail. Last 1 fails. So the front 2 are going to be fine. The ones in the back, no.
So it's half damage on the front 2. 16 points of burning damage.
Right, so for whatever reason, the ones in the front don't instantly melt, but the ones behind them do.
Yes, their whole body just immolates up and they're gone.
Yeah, I don't know how that shielding works where everything behind the shield gets roasted, but those 3 soldiers behind them are just boiled away.
They ducked and I shot high, so they just got glancing
there
blows.
There you go.
They went, oh, right. God!
The ones in the front saw your hands come out and went,
just dropped to the floor.
And the ones in the back go, what are you doing?
Dead.
Raiders, good. Now it's their turn. You guys have a moment to engage your soldiers before they are going to start making some attacks. Well, first, let's do the ones that are engaged. So, everyone that's engaged over there, just count them off and we'll roll off against each other.
Technically all 5, including this guy.
That we're going to handle in a slightly different 3. Way. Let's deal with the ones engaged against the color.
We'll go closest to me and back towards you.
Sure.
Great.
A 15.
A 15.
Roll again. 4.
A 9.
It dies.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Next. A 13.
7.
Bygore Clan. Next. A 2.
A 14.
Ta-da. Success.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay, where are your other ones?
2 are here and 1 is running here.
The giant gruel warrior smashes your Gore Clan soldier on the left. Just a big 2-headed club just over the top caves in their skull.
cool.
They cannot compete with champions from the Xerta clan who've been infected. Moving on to the Vanguard. My side, far side. The one on the far side, that champion, the same thing, takes his big spiked club and with an upward swing decapitates the Gorklan soldier daring to try and attack him. That side. We have some other guys engaged up here. The blue, an 8.
6.
A 6. Oh, Gorklan.
Gorklan are getting slapped.
Oh, come on. All right, up to the archer areas. All right. A 2.
A 5.
A 5. And for the last one, a natural 20.
A 12.
Oh, shh.
Dun, 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 dun.
You've critted on 3 of those guys.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com. They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
Okay, time for some attacks. Can we please get those blue guys to go swarm on Lorzach? The red people up near Fakara are going to move back max distance. The 4 clustered purple legion people are going to rush up to attack the new arrived Xenia.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Both of the champions are currently engaged. The yellow minion is currently engaged with the spiritual weapon. And as of that, the remaining members of the Blue Legion are going to march their way that side. The two red officers are going to stay guarding whoever is trapped in those cages.
Question.
Yes.
Can I get a constitution saving throw?
Yeah. A 6.
10 necrotic damage.
Ooh, so close. But still alive to give a swing. Okay, so let's start with Lorzach. You're going to get attacked by 3 guys. The first 2 are going to miss. The third is also going to miss. Ting, ting, ting. Bunch of misses. The 2 archers, even though they're engaged with one of your Gore Clan people, they're actually going to fire down on the incapacitated Rurik Thar.
Rude.
Ooh, natural 20 on the first one. They have advantage because he's down, and a 22 on the other one. So Rurik's about to take a little bit of damage here. So Rurik Thar is trapped on the ground, still raging, still furious. He's not unconscious or anything, but you can see that he can't push himself up off the ground as 2 arrows shink, shink into his back. Okay, Fakara, the archer that's directly in front of you, is going to lower her bow and pull out a short sword and take an attack on you.
Okay.
It's going to miss.
Yeah, well.
The 3 archers in the back, though, however, are going to take some shots at you. It's going to miss. A 19.
Okay.
A miss.
Good.
That was a 20 that hung there and then decided it fell.
Oh, thank goodness.
Ooh. All right, so you will take at least 1 shot.
Yeah.
You will take 4 piercing damage as an arrow finds a way into a soft spot in your armor. Xenia, you're getting attacked twice by the people who managed to get up to you. It's going to be a 17 and a 7.
17 will hit.
You will take 6 points of piercing damage. Pew, pew, pew. Who else is up? Perix.
Yeah, bring it.
Have some. How's a 17 sound?
Yeah, no.
Nope. Reaction?
Shield.
Okay. Anybody not get attacked yet? Well, he's the giant. I mean, I can attack you if you want, but the giant did
he
just crush
the
one
other
of your
thing.
Great.
The thing we
just
planned sure. did work.
If Great. You want to be attacked, I can make that happen.
No, we threw the gruel there so that he would have a couple
Great.
Moments.
Yeah.
Xenia, welcome to the party. You're up.
Xenia!
Hey!
Yay!
No time is a good time for goodbyes.
Oh, God. That's
a good time for the
time.
What?
Goodbyes.
Thought you said the bus.
Yeah, I thought that's what he said, too.
Xenia, super inspired from her recent meeting with the Fire Mind, decides to teleport.
What?
So that, to cause Thunder Step, baby.
Whoa!
She teleports right here to another section, and all those dudes trying to murder her have to do a constitution saving throw and hit 15.
So you're thunderstepping away from that group of four people and damaging them on your way through.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, sounds... this is so awesome. All right.
What? When did you get thunderstep?
Level 6, dude. natural 1.
Good start.
It's a constitution.
Yes.
And the target's 13?
15.
15. So fail. Success, fail.
Okay.
So I'll say the one with the white base saved, everyone else failed.
Okay. Basket head.
Sounds like they've been thunderstruck.
The ones who fail get 19 points of thunder damage, and the guy who passes still gets 9 points.
So 19?
Yep.
Divided by 2, round down, 9.
Correct. So Xenia crash lands and gets off and just sort of dusts herself off. And then there's a small cluster of Xerta warriors who kind of look up and see this. And in similar fashion, they see the small, frail Xenia just being like, ooh, I'm nice to be here. And sorry, I didn't mean to do your voice for you. But they come rushing up the hill, spears lowered, ready to skewer you. And as they come, just a quick snap of your fingers as you're like, what's up, bitches? And then in a flash, you just step right through them and thunder arcs right where you were, blowing 3 of them up and leaving the 4th one to be like, what happened?
And as a bonus action, she wakes up Antonio.
Snicked.
Saloran, you're up.
Saloran flexes his hand on his Morningstar and just rammed it straight into the Xerta champion in front of him. That is a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
He's also going to use a level 2 spell slot to channel Divine Smite.
Counterspell.
No. That is 13 piercing damage and 3 radiant damage for a total of 16 damage.
Okay, 16 damage.
He's going to attack again.
Oh, okay.
That is a 9.
Miss.
So that misses, yes. Thank you. And he's going to use his bonus action to attack that Xerta clansman with a spiritual weapon.
Okay.
That is a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Do it, spiritual weapon.
With 6 damage.
6 damage.
Radiant damage?
That is force damage on a spiritual weapon.
Oh.
Did you hit him with the weapon before?
Yes.
It's dead.
Boom.
Those silly, uneducated Gruul warriors can't deal with incorporeal objects very well as he's swatting his face away.
Can
as this weapon
really
comes swinging in, this Gruul warrior, an attempt to bat away this thing pestering him in the face, swings wildly and catches his own axe right in the throat.
That is my turn.
Death by deception. So at the end of the round, as the melee churns and churns and reaches a fevered pitch, you hear a scream, a war chant from the back of the camp through this forest grove they've built. And you see this large centaur clad in bones and teeth with a mighty staff and a terrifying skull on the end, march her way to the end and give a shout of defiance to Rurik Thar as she screams, you Gore Clan weaklings thought you could come here and defeat the Xertar. You are nothing, Rurik Thar. Bow in the ground like the insolent worm you are. And then she raises her staff in front of her to the left and sweeps it in a wide arc across her chest, casting Wall of Flame, engulfing both Lorzach and the pinned down Rurik Thar. Lorzach, would you please make a dexterity saving throw?
Dexterity saving throw.
Target is 18.
Does a 22? Pass.
Is that higher than 18?
I think so.
Then, yeah, you see.
That will never get old.
You will take half damage. You will take 14 fire damage.
Okay. On half damage, how's Rurik doing?
He's on fire is how he's doing.
Rurik Thar is going to take some damage as well. He cannot make a dexterity saving throw because he's pinned to the ground. So he will take the brunt of what that was. You just kind of hear face down, oh.
Was that Rurik or Thar?
Oh. Okay, top of the order, Lorzach.
Lorzach is going to step out of the fire and is going to attack one that looks slightly less sickly. A 12 to hit.
12 does not hit.
And a 20-something does?
Yes, target is 14.
Great. 19 damage.
Death. Fakara.
Okay, I'm going to take my first swipe at the archer that is in front of me. And that will be an 18 to hit.
18 will hit.
And that's going to be 5 damage bludgeoning.
Did you damage her before?
I did, yes.
She's dead. Smash.
All the smashing. So I will go directly forward to the archer in front of me and attack again.
Okay.
So dashing, basically.
None. No.
Moving.
All right. Okay.
Moving.
All right, moving. And that will not hit.
Miss. Perix.
Well, because I'm about to order a gruel guy to deal with the one who's right in front of me, so I don't want to think about him, he turns and he looks at this champion that is currently engaged in battle with the gruel and with the Gore clan and with Saloran, and he casts Toll the Dead deep into the mind of the champion. Please, can the champion make a wisdom save of 16?
5.
Great. Ooh. Talk, everybody.
I did not expect that guy to fail.
I didn't think he'd be very wise. I was worried about my constitution.
I rolled very low.
For 16 necrotic damage.
Oof. It is now your soldier's turn. Please assign them as you will. And don't, like, throw their lives away. Let's start with the one that's trying to hack its way through the archers.
Come on, buddy, you can do it.
A 16.
15.
Ooh, tough luck.
Damn.
He comes running in, and that archer already has one notch. And just, ooh, right at the nose.
Fucking worthless. They've done nothing on
they
this side of the map.
They have only died.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. They've
okay, who else we got? We got in front of Perix?
We have two fights here, yeah.
In front of Perix, let's go. That's a 12.
It's a 5.
Uh-oh, no. Yeah, it's
goddamn
not
goddamn
magic.
Corruption is doing great work.
And then the...
The blue one.
It's a 5.
11.
Nice.
Hooray!
Boom!
Great. And then the one that's the prison warden there.
This guy right here? Oh, this one. Yeah.
Yes. Is a 3.
2.
Oh!
What?
Oh! Second noobs.
Can this one attack the champion?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a bad matchup.
Fodder to the flame.
Yep.
Y'all want me to roll?
You get to dodge it. Okay, it's now the enemy's turns. So the Blue Brigade is going to close onto Lorzach so he can attack, and he's also going to make a constitution saving throw.
Yep.
A natural 20, please confirm. But Lorzach, you're going to get attacked twice. Swipe.
Okay.
Both of these are 15s, so
nope.
Misses. The arrows are going to shoot you. It's going to be a 19 and a 24.
Both of those hit.
Two arrows assail over their compatriots into your shoulder blades for a total of 11 piercing damage.
Pew pew!
The archers that Fakara has been chasing into the corner are going to drop their bows and close ranks to attack her with short swords. The first one is a miss. The second one is also a miss. The third one is an 18 on the dot.
Yep.
It will take 8 piercing damage.
Okie dokie.
Perix.
Yeah.
He's going to take a step back, provoking an attack of opportunity because he doesn't think you can do shit about it.
I mean, like, I'll take that unarmed strike and we'll see what happens. About a non-natural 20.
A non-natural 20?
18 plus 2.
Ha!
For unarmed strike?
I have a plus 2 to unarmed strike.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay. All right.
But it says damage is 0. So... So he hits, but it's really just more of a frog slap.
You just fish slap him on the way back. He's like, what?
It smells
stab?
Terrible.
Stab?
Oh my god.
But he stabs with a 10 and misses. He kind of stabs. Whatever that was, it was awkward.
Perrick's like, nah.
And then you hear from the really, really tiny cage, what are you doing? Come on, get in there. Blue Brigade is going to turn around and go and attack Xenia.
They will attack.
Can they attack Antonio? Right? He's got stats,
they
right?
Can.
All right, so one of them is going to attack Antonio. With a 15.
That'll hit.
Okay, Antonio is going to take 2. Nope, that's a lie. Antonio's going to take 6 piercing damage.
Okay.
Slashing damage. Because he might have resistance to one of those.
He's resistant to just about everything.
Yeah, he's weird.
He does have resistance to slashing.
So he will take 3 slashing damage.
Awesome.
And so, Xenia, the first attack will be a 14 on you.
That'll hit.
And the second one will also be a 14.
Will also hit.
You will take 10 slashing damage.
Okay.
Xenia.
Xenia is having a lot of fun with this thunderstepping, so she's gonna do it again. She's gonna teleport herself. Too close. Bad. Never mind. Bad. She doesn't do it. She doesn't do it. She doesn't do it. She doesn't do it.
Somebody got very overconfident.
Well, that sounds like Xenia. Okay. Xenia rubs those.
I had lunch with the fire mind.
I'm invincible. Xenia rubs those blue hands together and casts Shatter.
Uh-oh.
On the three dudes right around her.
Okay.
Constitution saving throw 15, please.
Fail. Natural one.
I think that's a fail. They each take 14 points of damage.
Oh, God. So you just scream Shatter and all of the bones in their bodies just crunch. Holy crap, man.
Antonia moves and tries to gore that red dude.
Okay.
Will a 21 hit?
Yes.
Who are you, Andrew?
Yeah.
That is 12 points of damage, 8 of which are bludgeoning, 4 of which are lightning.
How does he do that? Because that was enough.
Yeah, I just didn't realize he had lightning damage. He does.
She hasn't been rolling his additional lightning damage on every turn.
Yeah.
That's what she came over to confirm with me. Like, he does a significant more amount of damage than we have calculated yet in this show.
It really came down to nobody calling me on it, me seeing it and feeling insecure that I was crazy, but I'm not crazy.
Oh my God.
And he gets it. And that just tells a beautiful story of Antonio gaining confidence.
Yeah, so just this this Gore clan prison guard is like so focused on the spiritual weapon and the frog guy and all the thing that's happening. She's not even looking behind her when all of a sudden two marble spikes just T-1000 through her chest and just split her in half. Siloran.
Siloran's gonna keep wailing away at this champion.
Hell yeah, buddy.
That is a 16 to hit.
Miss.
Great. Siloran's gonna attack again with his second attack. That's a big fat 8. So instead, he's gonna use his bonus action to move the spiritual weapon closer to the champion and attack it from behind.
Okay. Target is 18.
Oy vey. That is a big fat 14.
Nope.
So whiff, whiff, and whiff, and that is my turn.
Whiffity whiff, whiff, whiff. Okay. Their turn. Is there another Gore clan soldier over there?
Yeah.
They get smashed.
Sure. We did the thing, though. We got two rounds of... That was why we put them there.
As does that one up there on the ridge is going to get smashed by that champion as he comes marching up.
Oh, okay.
So, at the end of the round, Nikia is going to move into line of sight. She's going to raise her skull staff, pointing at Lorzach, and from the skull's mouth, a firebolt erupts towards you.
I'll try and get closer for counterspell, but I'm a bit away. I'm a little far, but I will stop using third level spells.
For a natural 20.
Rude.
Oof. Yep.
You will take 21 fire damage.
Oof.
And at the end of the round, she is going to bait you to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 16.
Natural 20, please confirm.
That's a 20.
Yes.
You see her clutch her side and point her staff at you, and you can feel some push in your temples as if she's trying to bore into your mind, but is unsuccessful. Top of the round, you notice Rurik Thar feels freed and peels himself up from off the ground and complete in an utter rage at whatever has happened, screams both heads violently and rushes forward to smash the shit out of Blue Company. One hit. Smite that bitch. Her guard is going to shuffle over to protect her.
Oh, they are surrounding her?
Please all gather in one place. You'll make it a lot easier to kill you.
Don't say that while he's placing them, because he will move them away.
Oh.
He's moving things out of shatter range and straight lines.
They're not in a straight line, and they're all more than 10 feet away.
Fuck you.
Lorzad, you may take your turn now, please.
Does a 15 hit?
For the blue company goon?
Yeah, the last blue company
goon. It does hit.
All right. That guy has one hit point left, so he coughs on him and kills him.
Great.
Just like a weird spore cough?
Yeah.
Yep. Would you like to move it all?
Yes.
All right.
There are like 12 guys over there and none of us here to help you.
He's got Rorik Thar.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, he does.
Who's being controlled by the DM.
That's not better.
Fikara.
One hit to the one in front of me, which will be a 14.
That's the match.
Yeah, that's the magic number.
That's the number.
Fantastic. That 14 will take 8 bludgeoning.
That's exactly the number. They are archers and very frail.
Yes. Kablam.
Next one gets the next mace. And that will be an 11. I was a little overconfident on that one. Come
11
on.
Will hit an archer.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Sweet. Okay, cool. Awesome. Yes. More damage. Okay, that's going to be a 10.
Also enough.
Yes.
They're squishy. They're archers.
Oh, this makes me so happy, though.
Perix.
Okay. Table question. Should I focus on the champion or get these two goons off the table?
I'd get the goons off the table.
Great. So Perix turns, knowing that they are going right for him, does not like it, and he feels this sort of bile rising in his throat as he glows this turquoise, and then his mouth opens and he spits this acid splash onto both of them, because now I can go for two targets.
Oh.
They need to make a dexterity 16 save, please.
Nice. If I roll a 2 and a 3...
It's really good for me.
What does that get me?
It gets you 2d6 of acid damage.
A face full of acid.
One will take 7 points of acid damage, and the other will take 6 points of acid damage.
Ew. These two guys have been so freaked out by you. This fight is gross. All right, goons... Do you have any left?
We have one here.
Yep.
Gonna go like that.
Okay.
And I believe that is our only Gore clan member left on the table.
Okay. Roll off.
Which die? We're gonna go with the fucker yeah die because 4.
5.
Oh!
Farewell.
Never forget, David has the ability to confirm anything I roll anytime there's a question.
Never forget that the Gore clan really came in guns blazing and did not get it done.
And please don't feel like that is an proper indication of their strength level. You are fighting Merit Lage infected.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Crazy warriors. Okay, so the goons are going to... Rurik Thar is standing up, so those two archers are going to shoot at him. And one is going to hit. Nope, they're not. His armor class is stupid fucking big. Fikara, you're getting short-sworded with a 20. Non-natural.
All right.
You will take 6 slashing damage.
All right. You really want to do that.
Those two guys are going to close on you, Perix. Actually, one of them doesn't have to. He's got range.
Ah.
So, Speary Dude is going to attack you first with a 10.
Nope.
Okay, the other guy's going to attack you with a 19.
Yeah, I'll let that one through, but I'm glad that Speary Dude, who's been fish slapped and acid vomited on, is unable to hit me.
Great, you can take 7 slashing damage.
Yeah, sure.
Prison Guard is going to turn around and march up to Antonio.
Hey.
Natural 1.
Hey, that should be like a retaliate.
No. Any other goons abound?
Nope. Just the ones surrounding Nikia.
Right, they move with her.
Right.
Xenia,
cast Shatter.
No way.
Right in the middle of the yellow goons.
Oh my god, I just watched you count that out. No fucking way.
As you were placing them, I was like, that's shatterable.
No. Look, guys, we have a lot of fun here, but fucking no.
Sorry, no take backs.
I mean, I guess they're going to have to make a constitution saving throw. 15, man.
Oh, man. It's like too much, man. Like, I just came in here to do my job and then fucking...
Fantastic. So that hits this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and Nakia. If I cast it right here.
Yep. Yep. All right. And what's the target number?
15.
Big fan of you.
Okay, starting at the top, going counter... starting at Nikia, going counterclockwise. She fails.
Nice.
Next guy fails. Succeeds. Fails. Fails. So only one guy did okay.
Awesome.
No.
That's 19 points of damage.
Ooh. They are all still up.
Oh, the guard's got some
and
some
nine heft. For the guy who failed.
Who succeeded?
Yes, I'm sorry. Who succeeded? Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
Enough. Do you have anything else to do?
I do. Antonio wants to get guy who tried to get him.
All right.
Does a 17 hit?
Yeah. This is bogus.
That's 8 points of bludgeoning damage plus 8 points of lightning damage.
Yeah, that's yep. That's a shish kebab. I will be looking at that page later.
Hey, how does that happen?
What that happens is somebody doesn't read through the magic items completely before they gift them to someone at level 4.
Whoops.
I like imagining that, like, Antonio's been running, and then he, like, either he or you realize there's a switch that's like, turn on lightning. And he's like, oh, and now he steps, and he's like, it's, like, supercharged.
You tell me that feature's been here the whole time?
Gotta read the manual, Xenia.
So that area's cleared out now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's
these two.
No, and there's also the champion.
Sure. Okay.
Quote-unquote champion.
But it's theoretically possible to fish for some keys and open some cages.
So, Lauren, you're up.
So, Lauren's going to continue his one-on-one assault on this champion.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, me too. First one is, hell yes, a 25 to hit.
25 will hit.
Hell
wait,
yes.
He's going to channel a Divine Smite using a level 1 spell slot.
Yep. Counter spell!
No!
No. That first hit does 15 points of damage.
Oh, ooh.
The second attack... does a 17 hit?
No.
No?
What? Can you adjust those numbers? Do you have that thing?
I can, but I wonder if Channel Fear is more useful later.
Great.
So he's going to use his spiritual weapon to clock him in the head from behind. 10. So, boom! Saloran gets overconfident and whiff, whiff. And he just goes, ugh. And that's
my turn. I think the champion just sort of takes the first hit and then sort of puts his shoulder down and, you know, put some guard up, protecting from the second attacks.
You hear a slight yell from across the battlefield. It's okay, it happens to the best of us.
It's okay, now it's its turn to attack you. Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
My armor-clad pain in my thigh. You will take 15 points of bludgeoning damage for the first attack.
Alrighty.
Does a 25 hit you, my friend?
Yeah.
You will take 16 points of bludgeoning for the second attack. So, you realize as you were swinging and missing, what you thought was a confident strike was really the champion just bracing himself to wind up for a counter smash. Trademarked. the second one is going to march right up to Fakara or Droom.
Maybe even an encounter smash?
Actually, he's got a range of 10 feet, so he's going to take a step back. He's going to swing twice. And he's gonna look like a dick. How about a 9 and a 14?
No, that's not gonna hit.
Nope. End of the round. You're gonna get firebolted, Xenia.
Well, okay.
21 to hit you.
Uh-huh.
You are going to take 24 fire damage.
Jeez.
As in retaliation for your shatter, she just points her staff at you and says, burn!
I'm down.
Ooh.
Brian's face.
I believe if you go down, Antonio goes.
Bye bye.
Beep boop bop.
Beep boop bop.
That was the saddest beep boop bop ever.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, you should.
Nope. Moving on. As they shimmy about weirdly. Lorzette, you're gonna get attacked.
All right.
22.
Yeah, that hits.
You will take 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oof. Not great.
As Nikia's personal guard comes rushing towards you. Top of the round, Rurikthar. decides those archers can suck it and goes running up to the platform. He's gonna smash one with a hit. Death.
Urukensa, bringing the thunder.
The next one is, oh, fuck me. Nope, still gonna hit. It's an archer. Yep, so Rurikthar goes leaping up on this platform and just, me no like it, Rose. And just a quick double-bladed axe slash slash just decapitates both of those archers. And then turns to shout at Nikia.
Your warriors are weak. They die in a single strike.
Elf man.
Riding in the elf van.
What kind of line of sight does Lorzach have with this tent that's immediately on his right?
None.
Okay.
You can see a tent.
So then he's completely unaware that Xenia is down.
Give me a perception check at a difficulty level. So you got to break it to 20.
Okay. No.
Okay, so nobody's heard.
Lorzach, for his action, is going to reawaken the spores to stitch shut his wounds. And as a bonus action, is going to use Shalala to smack this goon that's trying to hit him.
Okay.
And will a 16 hit?
Yes.
12 magic damage, 1 poison damage.
Okay. Smaggity smack smack. I don't know what this attack does. What do you do?
It's the Staff of Withering, and it comes crashing down on the guy's skull.
Nice. He is bloodied. Vikara.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay.
So you've got this archer who's dumped her bow, who's trying to defend herself with a short sword, but then you look to your left, and here comes Big Papa Club guy.
All right, awesome.
It's a good name.
Sky Band.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
The actual name of the model is Old Joe.
Way that's better than Big great. Papa Club guy. I'm in on Old Joe.
Old J-E-A-U Joe.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Very good.
There it is.
There, that's what I'm talking about.
From Louisiana.
All right. So I am going to hit the archer once. 14 to hit.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. 6 bludgeoning.
You do some damage.
And then I will use my bonus action for second wind for 11 points healing.
Okay.
And then I will swing again at the archer. Does 10 hit?
Miss.
Okay. But I got 11 points back, so we're totally pumped.
Perix, at the beginning of your turn, you hear shouting from those two cages. And what you hear first is like a... And then from the smaller cage, you hear, the big guy says that your little electric girl is down. You can't shout very much anymore, but hey, come on, look.
Perix will loudly announce, Xenia's down, someone help.
Everyone, perception checks. Yes.
Wait. 9.
No.
5.
Nope. David hears.
Okay, great. He's right next to me, so that makes sense.
Yep.
These two guys right in front of me are pissing me off. I know they are very close to death, so I am going to open my mouth and vomit just a little more bile on them. Just like a little bit more. They're going to take a dexterity 16 save.
I think they're at disadvantage at this point. I think it's just too gross for them. Yeah, fail. And fail. Oh, and one was a 20. I made a bad choice.
One will take 11 points of acid damage. The other will take 8 points of acid damage,
yeah,
as their skin melts off their faces and they collapse in a smoking heap.
You know, for two beings that are completely covered in black tar, that was pretty gross for them.
Honestly, it wasn't great for Perix either.
Okay, you still have movement if you wish to use it.
I would like to run. I'm going to go to the cages here where I can't manipulate them yet to open them.
As you run up to the cages, you see a very, very large, gray-haired minotaur hunched uncomfortably over into a very, very large cage. It is the captured personage of retired Brigadier General Kovacs. And in a very, very tiny cage, like the size of a bread box, you see the stuffed and very aggravated Grenadier Retired Widget. Hey, how you doing?
I'm so sorry, I'm out of moves, but I swear to God, on the next turn, I'll open the cages.
I appreciate it. This is bad, but at least I'm not worth it.
Don't speak too soon.
Ah, crap. So, bad guy's turns. You have no more Gorg clan members to aid you at this particular point.
Correct.
So they're going to do some stuff. So the only, like, regular Joe on the table right now anymore is that archer. So she's going to take a desperate stab at Fakara, and she's going to roll a 9 to hit.
No.
Which is going to miss. Xenia, saving throw, please.
Nope, I fail. 7.
You have 1 fail. Saloran.
Saloran hears what Herrick says and then yells out, "The popsicle is down!" And then Waz, he smashes into the champion.
The popsicle is down.
A 24 to hit.
Ooh. 24 will hit.
He will also use a bonus action to use Wrathful Smite against this champion.
Bring the thunder, big guy.
They do, it takes 9 damage.
Okay.
And it also must make a wisdom saving throw, otherwise it is afraid of me.
So it makes its wisdom saving throw, and you try your best to scare it, except for the fact that it's a Merit Lage infected champion of the Xerta clan, and it's raging and quite immune to fear.
So Lauren grits his teeth and just goes, "All right," and hits him again. That is an 18 to hit.
An 18 hits.
Oof. I'm going to use another spell slot to Divine Smite. That does 19 damage total.
Bring him down.
Great. Solorin grits his teeth and goes, "All right," and smashes into it with his Morning Star and takes his skull clean off.
Bye, bear boy.
I love that Solorin just totally took on that champion solo.
Yeah, well, and his weapon.
An assist from you.
I really did very little.
And sacrifice 2 allies to do it.
Yeah, they deserved it. Of the 2 people who aren't going to care about
solo
that, it's definitely Perix and
Asterix. Okay. End of the turn. Nikki is going to shift her position and her honor guard is going to stretch out in front of her as she casts Wall of Punk-Ass Bitches as they make a physical shield in front of her. One of her honor guard is going to break rank to try and get to Lorzach, but he's just shy. However, the one that's still in front is going to make an attack and is going to swing for a 22.
That hits.
For 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then she is going to cast...
Quick question.
Yes.
Can you make a constitution saving throw?
18.
He saves.
Okay. Nikia is going to try and attack you with another hurled firebolt. 18.
That hits.
You will take 14 fire damage. And she will also command you to perform another wisdom saving throw.
All right. 23.
Again, you can feel that she's trying to do physical damage. Her honor guard is coming after you. But after all of this, it seems like she's just trying to weaken you to do some sort of psychic attack to you. But you're just too mentally focused, man.
And if this is how Ilharg's hooves settle upon the earth of Ravnica, Lorzach wonders how fucking weak-minded his people in the Undercity really could be.
Ooh, a terrifying thought. As you guys watch the Gore clan struggling against the corrupted Xerta warriors, the tide is turning against you. And another frightening thought to keep in mind is the fact that you can see Nikia, champion of the Xerta, herald of Merit Lage, has barely needed to even enter the fight yet. Next time on Encounter Party, the tide of battle turns against our heroes as the Gore clan wanes in the face of the mighty Xerta. Can our players pull victory from the jaws of defeat? A crippling lesson of mortality awaits next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan and Katie Brow. Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Serge Narcissoff and Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
So I've got to go fast because there's a dagger being held to my throat. I don't understand most of this, but subscribe to the podcast, rate and review us, join us on the Book of Faces, whatever that means to you. There's Twitter as well. There's Instagram, apparently. And for news and updates, go to encounterparty.com. I hope that made sense to you. It made zero sense to me. Can I live now?
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.